Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Good afternoon, everybody. I hope you're all having a great day. I'm excited to be here today, and glad that you're all listening in. It's going to be a good show. Before we begin the show today, I do want to mention that last week, during my show, I had quite a few people email me questions. I had offered, if you couldn't get to a phone, that it was fine to email me any questions you had. I was doing readings that day. And I didn't get to all of them because I did have a few. Next week, I'm going to be answering those. I'm not going to do it today because we have a wonderful guest, Alison Ajuice, who's joining us from the UK. So we're going to get with Alison in just a moment. But I will answer your questions, things that you had sent me by email. And if you're listening and had a question today, you can always email me, sgd7777@yahoo.com. And I will put you on my list to get to next week. And again, that's sgd7777@yahoo.com. As I was saying, my guest today, Alison Ajuice, is a spiritual novelist, and she's actually written an incredibly powerful nonfiction book called Hidden Secrets, Buried Treasure. I first met Alison really, it seems like a long time ago. I know it's a long time ago. And she was coming over from the UK to... I met her at some classes. I think it was maybe a Reiki class or some other classes, spiritual classes we were taking. And we became friends, and she invited me over to the UK. She had a spiritual center there at the time, and I did a class and some readings, and she was a delightful hostess, and I had a great time. And over the years, Alison has been busy writing and become quite a good writer. Just to know a little bit about Alison. She comes from a rather chaotic and unstable childhood, and she didn't really think that she was the kind of person who wrote books. However, she couldn't help herself, and she's written in the region of about 8 novels over the past 20 years. And so far, she's not really put them out there for the general public. Alison feels like all craft, there's an apprenticeship required with writing. And now, in 2013, she's ready to start sharing more of her work. In fact, just this past April, she gave up a successful career as an executive managing a charity to write full time, which is quite inspirational for all of us. And I really want to talk, we're going to talk about Alison's nonfiction, but know a little bit about her fiction. She writes modern, gritty, spiritual fiction for the thinking person, designed to challenge, inspire, and entertain, which I'm looking forward to knowing more about those books. Her life's purpose is to use her passion and tenacity to teach and inspire others to release their self-limiting beliefs in order for them to realize their dreams. To this aim, she not only writes, but has a private clinic and teaches workshops on how to take control of your life based on her most successful book, Hidden Secrets, which is the nonfiction book we're going to talk about in a moment. Allison now lives in the northeast of England with her husband-to-be, Jonathan, and on and off with their five children. So, Allison, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Sherry. It's absolutely delightful.
Yeah, like I was saying, it's kind of nice to know that, you know, so much time has lapsed between when we last connected, and you've done some incredible work. So I know we're going to talk about the books, but of course, you know, we have to, I have to ask you this question right off the top because it's such big news even here. So how is it over there in England with the new, with the birth of little George, His Highness?
Has there been a birth? It's everywhere, on every newspaper, Twitter, Facebook. It's just gone crazy over here. And it's wonderful, isn't it? It's just lovely. The birth of a child is always very special, of course.
Well, that's true.
But particularly when it's going to be our king one day.
Yeah, well, you know what? It might. It's kind of crazy over here, though, too. It's making big, big news, and it has been. But I imagine in England, it's even bigger.
I don't know. I think you guys make a huge fuss of our royalty, which is lovely, really lovely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now
I always get asked if I've met the Queen when I come over to the States.
Well, I would imagine you probably have met the Queen, haven't you?
Not yet.
Not yet. Now, you're keeping her waiting, right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's right. Yeah,
I'm too busy right now.
You're a little too booked up at the moment. That's right. All right, Allison, Hidden Secrets and Buried Treasure. Tell us a little bit about that book. How did that book come to be and what's it about?
Well, I first wrote it in 2001. Well, it was published in 2001. And as you've already said, I had a center and I was teaching students all sorts of things. And I had this course, this 10-week course. And one of the students said, you should write a book about all of this. And it was the first time in my life that someone had said that to me, even though I'd had an ache to do it since I can remember. And I'd written my first book when I was 14, but I just didn't tell anybody about it. And so I did. I wrote a book about the course primarily. There's a few extra chapters on the breath work and addictions and cellular memory that I don't go through in the course. But essentially, it was what I taught. And I passed it round a few publishers. At the time, there wasn't e-books and that sort of thing. I can't believe we're saying that now. It seems like it's just we've always had e-books. And a small publisher in the south of England agreed to publish it. And I was absolutely astounded. And it was a huge boost to my confidence because until then, I really didn't think I was a proper writer. But unfortunately, it was poorly edited, and that was a combination of mistakes on my side. So that was a learning point for me. Don't edit or proofread your own work. And also there was a file corruption at the other end, at the publishers. So when the book finally came out, a lot of apostrophes were missing. So it looked like I couldn't spell, which was mortifying. So all this joy turned to shame, and I didn't really do very much with the book. I sold a few copies, but I didn't really promote it. And then this year, well, last year I decided I really needed to reclaim that book because it was the start of everything, really. But I didn't have an electronic copy and I would have to write it all from scratch again. And I was a busy executive with two children, a home and moving house. And it just didn't happen until I got ill at the beginning of this year. And in my recuperation period, I decided to type it out again. And wrote a new foreword for 2013. And it really brought me back from a very dark place and changed the cover because I never liked the cover and then put it out there. And I'm really proud of the book. I think
The book is, you know, one of the things I like about the book so much, I didn't realize that you didn't have a copy. You had to actually retype the whole book.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Boy, that's quite a bit. You know, that happened to me, too, with a book that I recently, the Mary book I put out, the editing in it is pretty atrocious, and it is kind of definitely a little embarrassing when that happens. But good for you for kind of being able to reclaim it. But what I was going to say, one of the things I really, really like about the book is that it is so incredibly clear. And, you know, sometimes you read books about spiritual, metaphysical things that are like, you know, in self-growth and all that, that can be kind of a little confusing to follow. And, you know, you're kind of not, you know, your exercises in the book are so incredibly clear and easy to follow. I think that anybody can kind of get into so broad. You know, your subject matter is so broad in it too. You know, you go from just pretty much all kinds of healing, and yeah, I think it's a good book for growth for anybody. And it's, like I said, the thing I like about it, I think probably one of the most, is simply that all of the really good exercises you have inside of it too.
Well, I think it's really important, A, to make something accessible to people, particularly when it's, you can get really sort of a bit too complicated, and it doesn't need to be. It's just about you being who you really are. And the exercises, I really think they're an important part of your spiritual growth. It's great doing workshops, great reading books, but you really have to do the work.
Yeah, that is so, so important. You really have to do the work. It doesn't happen unless we, you know, really are able to take it within and integrate it within our own lives.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I think that's really important, Sherry. You know, it's important to sit down and just quietly, honestly, and with compassion examine who you are, what your motivations are, what your intentions are. You don't have to share them with anyone else, but you do have to be honest with yourself.
You know, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about Allison's journey, how she got to where she is. And we'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Everybody, this is Sherry Dillard, and you're listening to Intuit University. And my guest today is Alison Ajuste. She's from the UK. She's a writer, nonfiction and fiction. And I also want to mention that Alison is generously offering 6 free ebooks of her book. Which book is it? Oh, The Lost Voice. Got it. If you would like to receive her next book, which is going to be out, I think, next month, The Lost Voice, and I think Alison can tell us a little bit about that book in a moment. This is what we'd like for you to do. If you go to Facebook and you go to Alison's Facebook page, which is Alison Ajuste, which is spelled A-G-I-U-S, writer, like her page, like my page, which is simply Sherry Dillard. And again, that's Alison Ajuste, A-L-L-I-S-O-N-A-G-I-U-S, writer. Like both our pages, and for the first 6 people that do that, then they will get a copy of The Lost Voice. As long as I'm mentioning this, I know I'm jumping around. I'm going to get back to the other books. But what, just to entice people, tell us a little bit about the book, The Lost Voice.
The Lost Voice. It's I'll read the blurb to you from the back. That's probably the best advert, really.
All right.
Kate Gregory can hear people's thoughts, and it is something she's learnt to hide. One day she hears something that may threaten the life of a child. Now she has a dilemma. To save the child, does she tell people of her ability? If she does, will people believe her? And if she's wrong, what damage will she do? The basic premise of the book is that we all have a unique place and role to play in life. And we do need to step up to the plate and take that on.
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. That's a fiction book. But I tell you what, that is definitely a situation that happens to more, you know, quite a few people will tell me that they receive, you know, telepathic or clairvoyant messages and really don't know what to do. So, and I'm sure that it's quite an adventure too, the book.
Mm.
So, Alison, we were talking a moment ago about the first book, which is a nonfiction book, Hidden Secrets, Buried Treasure, your work as a teacher in the UK, your center mm-hmm. that you had. And then, you know, in the bio when we began, I talked about we just touched on a little moment there about your childhood. And you're kind of like coming from a place in childhood where you didn't feel like you would have been able to be empowered and create and take these kinds of leaps and risks with writing and putting yourself out there. Tell us, if you would, just a little bit about your healing journey and how you kind of managed to go from that perspective about yourself to now being a writer.
Well, I missed a lot of basic education, a lot of schooling to take care of. I'm the eldest of 5 children. And my mum had lots of challenges, personal challenges. So she wasn't always there to take care of us. And so I took the caring role. And one of my solaces was the library and books. And I always loved them, but always felt that, you know, people who wrote them were other people. They had large houses and libraries in their homes and went to school every day. Then I think the change started when I went to sixth form and started writing poetry. It was appalling poetry, which just confirmed that I wasn't a writer, really, in my mind. All the time I kept writing quietly, writing books, writing stories. And I think I really loved reading the great teachers' stories. You know, they use stories to deliver their messages. And I wanted to emulate that tradition. I'm not suggesting I'm a great teacher by any means, but that was kind of what I was aspiring to. And when I was younger, I also wanted people to be kinder to one another, but also to themselves. And that's what I started to develop. And I think really it wasn't until I became a mother of myself that I really started to understand that we can be more than perhaps we think we can when we're children. I think becoming a mother made me realize that if I could help and inspire and motivate my own children, perhaps I could do the same for myself. Yeah. And so that was the starting point for me starting to nurture me as well. Because I needed to fill the well in order to be a good mom. Mm. You do need to feed yourself in order to support your children. And we forget that, I think, as mums. You know, we've got this idea that we always have to be constantly giving out. But you can't do that, can you? It becomes, you burn out. And I'd done that on several occasions. And then when my children were small, I had a nervous breakdown and realised I really, really needed to. It was all very well me saying I had to do this, but I really had to do this for everybody's sake.
Yeah, and you really have too. Your passion for growth is pretty amazing. I remember, you know, it has to have been probably, I don't know, at least 15 years ago that I went to England, I think. Mm. And you were very, at that time too, I think you underestimate yourself, because I tell you, the center that you at the time were running, it was kind of incredible. You know, I mean, you were teaching so much, you had so many people that were so enthusiastic and really frequenting it. And the time and attention that you put into it was actually quite inspiring for me. And I know it touched a lot of people in such a positive way. And I think I read in your bio, are you doing the center? Do you have that? Have you restarted that?
I've opened my own private clinic again because I split up with the children's father, I needed to go and get a proper job, basically. I needed to feed the children and pay the mortgage. But I always felt like in closing my clinic that I kind of lost something of myself, because I think you get a real strong level of authenticity when I'm writing about these messages, about being all you can be, about being the amazing being you are. I think by working with people that gives you an authenticity to your voice as a teacher. And I'm sure you have experienced the same thing, Sherry. You know, you're just really centered in what you're saying. I opened my own clinic, reopened my own clinic again last month.
Oh, and so you're teaching and also are you seeing private clients too?
I haven't started teaching yet. I've started to see private clients, and it just feels great. It really is.
I'm happy to see you back doing that.
Yeah, it's what I should have continued doing. And really, the writing is just an extension of, as the teaching is an extension of seeing private clients, the writing is an extension of the teaching. It all flows. But I'm going backwards now instead of the other way.
Yeah, it's true, huh? Yeah.
So And I'm looking at doing a writer's retreat later this year. But I want to combine it with breaking down the barriers to writing, because I think lots of people want to write, but they have all these beliefs around it that gets stuck. So it's not about just about how to write. It's about exploring what's going on for you as a writer or as a person.
Absolutely. We're talking with Allison Ajuice. To find out more about her, her website is www.allisonajuice.com. And in case you're not aware of it, my website is www.sherrydiller.com. And you can certainly, I'd love it if you took a look at my website and signed up for my newsletter. And I'm sure Allison has lots of interesting information. And please take a look at her website. We're going to be back in just a moment, and we'll be talking a little bit more about fiction.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDiller.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Intuit University. I'm talking to Allison Juice, who's joining us from the UK. She's a spiritual novelist and a nonfiction writer and a healer. I mentioned the last segment. I want to mention it again. If you go to Allison's Facebook page, Allison Ajuice, A-L-L-I-S-O-N-A-G-I-U-S, writer, on Facebook, her page, and like it, and then like my page, which is Sherry Dillard, then you can get a copy of her ebook, The Lost Voice, a novel that's going to be coming out pretty soon, I think. Next month, I think Allison said. Why spiritual literature, fiction, novels? Why did you make the shift from writing nonfiction to fiction, Allison?
I'd always written stories ever since I was very young, and wrote my first one when I was 14, and then wrote my second one later. I wrote about three before I wrote the nonfiction, and they were all terrible, and were put in the bin as they deserved. But the nonfiction came about quite by accident. I never intended to write nonfiction. Fiction was always my love. Then when I went back to writing fiction after writing Hidden Secrets, Buried Treasure, I really felt inspired to tell stories with a meaning, to tell stories that challenge people's viewpoints, to make them think, and also to entertain. You know, I didn't want it to be some long preachy thing, but it was primarily, it's my first love, fiction. I love stories. I love any kind of storytelling, films, plays, books. It's just such a fabulous tradition we have in our culture, and it's an incredibly powerful way of getting across important messages.
You know, I like how you describe your writing. I think you said that it's modern, gritty, spiritual fiction for the thinking person, designed to challenge, inspire, and entertain. Tell me why that is. What's a modern, gritty spiritual fiction? What's that like?
Okay. I think it came about, Sherry, because I felt that there was a gap in the market personally for what I wanted to read. I got a bit tired of always being sent off up a mountain on a spiritual quest, when I actually think that most of our spiritual development is done here in our modern world, washing up and dealing with the everyday life or the joys and the dramas of life. And that's where we as people develop and grow spiritually. A kind of chop wood, carry water kind of approach. So I wanted to write something where that explored people developing personally through modern life rather than in ancient times, or, as I say, going off on a journey. A spiritual journey doesn't necessarily have to be a physical one. It can be, and quite often is for most people, a personal one that's happening internally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you said that wonderfully. I completely agree. And you're right. You know, we really don't have a kind of an interface for that in terms of, you know, like our everyday life, our challenges, things that we do that seem to be a mundane, just part of life, mm-hmm. go to work, take care of kids, you know, just the kind of things that we bump into every day. So it's absolutely wonderful that you are writing in that way. I can't wait to kind of really dig in more to the novels. All right, with that in mind, tell us a little bit about, I think it was your first fiction book that you put out called Treading Water?
Yes, it was. Okay. And that was about a woman who was in an unhappy marriage and ignoring it. And I kind of thought, that's a situation that lots of people find themselves in. I was kind of curious as to why somebody would be in an unhappy relationship and ignore that. And so I explored that, and this character evolved and this story evolved. And basically, Jackie is the main protagonist. And she is, we just follow her through her awakening, if you like, out of this relationship, and the struggle and the difficulty she has throughout that, because she has a family and, you know, she has a standing in the world, and she uses her relationship with her husband, her marriage, to hide a lot from who she really is. So that's what Treading Water is predominantly about.
Yeah, well, that is powerful. I like that. And then the crossover.
Now, the crossover is quite an interesting one, because this does start with a trauma in that the Toni Harris loses her whole family in a freak accident, and it's about the spiritual journey she embarks on. She's a sensible, logical businesswoman. She doesn't believe in any of this stuff that we're talking about in personal development stuff. You just get on with life, you know. That's her premise. And then when she loses her family, of course, with no faith, no beliefs, no nothing, she loses her way, her foundations. And it's about how she goes. She meets an enigmatic man called Ronash Jones. And there's a wonderful story about why he's called Ronash Jones, which I'll tell you sometime. And he recognizing she can't resist a challenge, challenges her to this spiritual quest, the seven seals, he calls it. And he challenges her to break the seven seals, which, you know, you and I can see as the seven chakras. But, you know, in the book, you don't really need to know that to follow the book, really. So it follows her building a new foundation for her life. So that's that one. And the Lost Voice I've already talked to you about in terms
of... Right. Well, that's really interesting. I like that. That's really interesting. So she goes through with this man a series of events, or kind of the opening of her own spiritual energy through.
Yes. So the first seal would be finding her place again in the world. Where does she belong now?
Oh, I see. Okay, I get it. Right.
And then the second one's about her emotional. How does she deal with her emotional life instead of shutting it all out in the way she has in the past? And of course, as she goes through this, there's lots of memories of her family that come up for her, and lots of grieving that goes on. And it sounds really heavy, doesn't it? But it's actually a very light book in places. It isn't as dire as it sounds.
No, it sounds really interesting. I like it. It sounds great. In fact, you know, as you're talking about it, I kind of realized that, you know, so many, even fiction, really fiction, when I think about it, a lot of fiction that has to do with more metaphysical concepts and things, they have a real surrealness to them, you know? Like almost, like, I don't know how to describe it, but even like things that really we don't experience every day that are a little too surreal to the mundane everyday life. What I like about yours is that I think so many people can relate to that, you know, like, because it's not something that is necessarily paranormal or scary or out there or kooky or just like such fantasy that it's hard to like imagine yourself in that experience. You know, the things that the books are really, I think that we've all, I mean, maybe not exactly gone through all the specific kinds of experiences, but certainly those experiences of loss and challenge, you know, my life sucks, what do I do, how do I change it, that kind of thing.
We're going to be
having to take a break in just a moment. And again, I'm talking to Allison Juice. We're talking about her spiritual novels, about how she bravely and courageously has written them and left her job just in April to focus on writing, which is a huge step into her power and inspiration for all of us. And again, Allison's website is AllisonAjuice.com. If you would like to just kind of maybe send her an email, find out, I don't know, some more information, say hello. Her email is AllisonAjuice@me.com. For UK listeners, she does have her clinic for, and you might definitely want to find out more about that. Unfortunately, here us in the U.S., we're not going to be able to visit unless we take a nice long plane ride. All right, we'll be right back.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Everybody, you're back with Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard and happy to be here with you today. And my guest, as we've all been listening to, is UK writer Alison Ajuice. And I should also say she's a teacher and healer as well. We've been talking about her very interesting fiction, her nonfiction. And Alison, here's the question that we all want to know. I want to know. And because I think this applies to so many people, I mean, you left your job as a comfortable executive position to pursue writing full time. And so many of us kind of like want to take that leap and rarely do it. But what inspired you to do that, to go ahead and just jump out of that? Or in, either way.
Yeah, depends how you look at it. Three things, really. One, I got really ill and I knew I needed to change my life if I was going to get well again. And the moment I made the decision that I was going to leave, I immediately started to heal. Immediately. Almost within 5 minutes of making that decision. Secondly, the loving support of Jonathan has helped me enormously to do that. and savings, having some savings. So that, having said that, it's only 6 months, and to become a writer successfully enough to live on in 6 months in this day and age is a tall order, but early signs are good, and I just have to do it. I am nearly 50 years old, Sherry. When does my life start?
Oh, it started, dear. You've probably lived 3 or 4 lives, I think.
Well, that's true. I forgot how long you've known me.
Yeah, I've known you a while, Allison. In fact, I think that you've done quite well in living. You've done great. I understand what you're saying, though, because, you know, I had a guest on a few weeks ago who was talking about women in archetypes and goddess archetypes, and she was talking about how she wants to put in another archetype, which is called the queen, and it's for women in our situation, and many women I know who are listening who you know, you're at that time in life where you're not exactly ready to, you know, throw in the towel and say, okay, I'm kind of done. But yet some of the stuff that we've been pulled in culturally to do, taking care of others, taking care of children, kind of like just working ourselves into and out of our own issues, our self-esteem, all of that kind of thing. And we're at this new place of, you know, we've done the work, and we're kind of, I mean, not that it ever ends, but certainly we're in a place where we ask that question, just what you said, which is, you know, when does my life begin? And it's the beginning of a different life. You know, it's the beginning of your life as a writer, full-time writer. You're already a writer. You've been a writer for most all of your life, I believe. And I think you're kind of a groundbreaker too, in some way, because you're so authentic. You know, I think your books, your fiction books, are, even though they're fiction, they're just ringing such a incredibly deep resonance for so many people in our own challenges, and certainly an inspiration for kind of just jumping into what is right for you. What advice, you know, you've done this a few times, I've seen you kind of jump in. What advice do you have for someone who's feeling stuck in life, or they have a dream, or they're wanting to make a change? How would you advise them or inspire them?
Firstly, relax. Recognize it's okay to feel that way. Explore what it is you feel stuck about, because sometimes we can think we're stuck in life. And well, what does that really mean? Is it all your life, or is it just aspects of it? You know, sometimes you can exaggerate a feeling. It can be, oh, it's everything. When actually, when we take a step back and look at the whole thing, it's just a few things that we need to change. Sometimes it is everything we need to change, and I've done that a few times too. Ask yourself, if I could be or do anything, what would it be? And what's stopping me doing that? And then start mapping it out, start making some steps. And there's exercises in Hidden Secrets in the book to address all of this, really. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote the book. I wrote it from personal experience. What did I need? What did I come across that I found useful? I'm not writing any of these books as someone who's got all the answers by any means. It's more a case of, this helped me, and perhaps it'll help you too. That would be my
No, that's great advice. That's really good advice, in fact. And you're right, it is in the books. So anybody who is interested, Hidden Secrets, Buried Treasure, can that be found on Amazon? Is that on Amazon?
Yeah, it can be downloaded now.
So please give that book. You might want to really check that out along with the other novels that Allison has written. By the way, what is coming up for you? What do you got planned out for the future?
Well, now that I'm writing full time, I've got so much on the go. I'm working on 2 projects: a nonfiction book, 5 Simple Steps to Success, that's coming out in January.
That's great.
I wanted to simplify Hidden Secrets even further. I thought, right, if you're really busy, if you don't want all of the other stuff, how quickly can I move from here to here?
That's great. I love that. 5 Simple Steps to Success. And that's coming out in January, you said?
Yeah.
And that will be off for that. You can also, I'm sure, be able to find on Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm really excited about that. And then I'm writing another fiction novel at the moment called Nothing But the Truth. And this is about exploring forgiveness and how do you forgive the unforgivable? Mm-hmm. It's kind of a one very close to my heart, this book. So
Is it?
Yeah, it's really interesting writing it out. You know, I have to make sure I don't put out a book that's therapy for me that is actually still worth reading. So at the moment, I think I'm still going through the therapy bit.
But that's a good thing. We all are, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
We've got just a minute. I just want to mention, if you would like a copy of The Lost Voice, a free ebook, please like Allison Agius's writer Facebook page. That's AGIUS writer. Like my page, Sherry Dillard, and the first six people that do that will get a copy of The Lost Voice. We've got a minute, simply 1 minute. Allison, what would you like to leave us with?
You can do it.
Oh, I like that. We can do it, can't we?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. We can. So this is Sherry Dillard. Next week, we're going to be talking a little bit about how our past lives might be affecting our current lifetime and our progress, our manifestation, what's happening. Kind of tune into that a little bit. Please feel free to send me any questions, anything that you'd like to kind of me to address next week. You can send it to my email address, SGD7777, or you can just call it the show at 800-930-2819. And again, that's next week. Allison, thank you so much. I wish you the most success possible. I am going to definitely promote more your books. I think they're wonderful. Thank you so much. Say hello to the Queen and George for us.
I will. I'm having tea with them next week.
All right. Great. All right, my dear. I love you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
I love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about transformationtalkradio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.